Let's welcome Juan Padres. Mr. Padres is challenging incumbent Sharon Bronson in the Pima County Supervisorial District Number 3. Juan, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me, Mr. Buckmaster.
Tell me a little bit about where you are with the campaign right now. How's it going?
You know, we're in the final 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from today, we'll know who the next county supervisors are. And county attorneys and assessors and everybody. So we're two weeks away from the election. Very excited in this final stretch. A lot of work, a lot of phone calls. Being out there is a challenge right now with the whole pandemic. But we're doing everything we can to get the word out about our campaign.
And there is no Republican challenger, so really the winner of this face-off between you and Supervisor Bronson will be the new supervisor or the supervisorial seat in number 3.
No, actually, there is a Republican candidate, Gabby Saucedo Mercer.
Oh, that's right. I am so sorry. I'm sorry, Gabby, we actually had her a month or so ago as part of this series. So, yeah, you are right. Thanks for correcting me. So, but still, this is a very important primary.
Yes, I do feel it is probably the most important primary. Because I'm challenging an incumbent that's been there for a quarter century. So if there were to be a change, it really does change the dynamic of the board. It will give us an opportunity to have, for the first time in 24 years, new ideas, new ways of doing things in the county. So I think it is extremely important. It's a very important race.
So what's on your agenda for this race? What is your platform?
So my main platform and focus is going to be quality early childhood education. So for decades and decades, the county, the state, nobody's really funded early childhood education. And 60% of our kids in our community do not have access to quality early childhood education. So it is our responsibility. Kids who do not go who have the access to quality preschool already start at a disadvantage when they get to kindergarten, which then puts them at a disadvantage when they get to the third grade and so on and so forth, which eventually affects the quality of our workforce in our community, which then makes us less competitive to attract businesses and expand in the different industries. So I think to start the basics need to be done right, and if nobody's doing it, we as a county need to fund it. We need to put the money there to give our children the opportunity to succeed. And I think with that success, other things will follow. It is proven if kids are better educated, they have better opportunities. Crime is reduced. We have better health in the community, and the benefits are just in every category. So it is the best investment we can make as a county is to really focus on our youngest. And with that, like I mentioned, it's workforce development, economic development, and protecting our most vulnerable in the community, which include our seniors and our immigrant community. Those are very near and dear to my heart.
Tell our listeners about yourself, Juan Padres.
So I'm a native of Nogales, Sonora. I've been here in Tucson since 1999. I'm a small business owner. I have a trucking and logistics company. I also import and distribute craft beer from Mexico. I have a master's of business from the Eller College of Management from the University of Arizona. My bachelor's is in political science. And I've also had the opportunity to work in the public sector. I used to work for the city of Tucson as an economic development and international trade specialist. Also worked in the banking and financial services sector. So I've been around different sectors, including a restaurant and bar owner. So I have a very well-rounded background.
Well, you mentioned early childhood education. What else is on the agenda? Certainly, when you run for Pima County Supervisor, you've got to be talking about roads.
Oh, absolutely. The roads are a given. I think, and that's the number one factor when we talk to people on the street or you get emails or calls. Everybody wants to know what are we going to do with the roads? And you know, it's going to be a big challenge. We're about $1 billion in the hole with that. But we really need to tackle this straight on with better money management. And we also need to find different sources of revenue. We cannot just manage our way out of a $1 billion hole when our budget is a $1.4 billion budget. So it's gonna require creativity to solve this issue, which is a quality of life issue for all instances, for economic development. Just that's what the county government should be doing, is just promoting quality of life, and that comes with infrastructure as well.
Why don't you take the remaining minute to tell or make your pitch to the listeners, Juan Padres?
Oh, thank you, Bill. Well, I'd like to tell your listeners, it's time for a change in Pima County. The incumbent's been there for a quarter century. If she hasn't done it in 24 years, I mean, there's really no reason she's going to do it in the next four. So I'm asking you to change. We need to do this together. I can't do it alone. I need your support come 2 weeks from now to really bring a change and an impact to Pima County. I think it's time. It's time for a new generation of leadership. I think there's a lot of candidates out there who embrace that, and I think it's time for us. But I can't do it alone. I really need your support. Please visit my website, votepadres.com. That's votepadres, PADRES.com. I appreciate any support out there.
Juan Padres, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon. Thanks, Juan.
Thank you, sir. You too.